superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
It's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH, number to dial, our Friday staple. Highly popular. What's more likely coming up? Chris Brockman gives me an either or. I tell you what's more likely, and you take it to the bank. Which is great because it's not open on the weekends for a lot of you folks. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll take your phone calls in a matter of moments. Andrew Hawkins is coming in studio. Hour number three, we'll chop up the NFL world with him. News just hit from the association with the final play-in tournament games tonight. A play-in tournament that we all thought the Mavericks wouldn't be in. Because one of the Western Conference final participants from last year was performing so well at the trade deadline that they went ahead and got Kyrie Irving to add to the mix with Luka, and this team would just take straight off and maybe even wind up in a spot hosting a first-round playoff game. And instead, they found themselves on the Friday night before the play-in tournament field was set, the Friday leading into the final weekend of the NBA season, pulling the plug and yanking everyone out, putting Luka out, though, for the first quarter. At least that was a nice little fig leaf. Hey, fans, you got to see Luka for one quarter, and then we're pulling him.
You know why that was?
No.
It was Slovenia night that night.
Oh, is that what it was?
So he had to get out there. Could you imagine had he not played?
Well, you don't want to leave all those people from Slovenia who are coming.
Yeah, so he actually
empty-handed. And so the NBA said they were doing an investigation. Mm. I guess the investigation's over. The league announcing that they fined the organization in Dallas $750,000 for conduct detrimental to the league in an elimination game against the Chicago Bulls on April 7th. They said the Mavericks violated the league's player resting policy. And demonstrated through actions and public statements the organization's desire to lose the game in order to prove the chances of keeping its first-round pick in the upcoming draft. The league did not find that the players who participated in the game were not playing to win. That is true. There was, if I'm not mistaken, a three that was launched at the end of this game. They damn near won it. They were up by double digits in that game in the third quarter. I saw a video. I forgot who launched the three, but it was to potentially tie it or go ahead at the end, and they showed Mark Cuban on the floor in his floor seats, kind of like smiling, like couldn't believe that he was in this situation. I'm sure he hated it too. There's one final paragraph I'd like to read to everybody. The Dallas Mavericks' decision to restrict key players from fully participating in an elimination game last Friday against Chicago undermined the integrity of our sport, said Joe Dumars, NBA Executive Vice President, Head of Basketball Operations. The Mavericks' actions failed our fans and our league. End quote.
Of all the things the NBA has done this year to fail the fans in the league, this is at the bottom. I would start with the officiating. It's been awful this year. Time and time again, we see it. And the fact that that's not being addressed whatsoever just tells you everything you need to know.
Well, as you know, I have been riding this horse of player resting, load management, injury management, taking players who are a year away from being injured, having come back, and managing everything to the point where, you know, they have to sit out a game in December because they hurt themselves 2 Junes prior, and it's the end of a back-to-back trip. Or it's the first end of a back-to-back trip, and they're making sure they play at least the next night. I had no idea there was a player resting policy. And what the Mavericks did last week was embarrassing. And again, it's not a decision I'm sure they took lightly at all. I'm sure everybody will agree, however you feel about Mark Cuban, I happen to like him, that he's a competitive SOB and the last thing he wants to do is lay down. But the idea that they didn't want to try and make the 9-10 game, they didn't want to go on the road to face the Pelicans and win that game, and they could be the ones taking on the Timberwolves tonight with Kyrie and Luka and the rest of that team. You don't think that they could win those games and get in that manner, win those games and go to Denver? Do you think Denver would want to see that Mavericks team strolling in as the 8th seed on Sunday as the final game of the first weekend of the NBA playoffs first round? You could sit there and say that they played terrible the last 2-3 weeks, and sure, you'd rather take them than a Thunder team that doesn't know what they don't know, or a Timberwolves team that can put it all together and really make your life miserable. But the Mavericks said the idea of making this play-in tournament and going on a run to get to a first-round series against either the Grizzlies or the Nuggets wasn't worth it when it would cost them their first-round selection in next year's draft, because it would be out of the top 10. And if they just laid down, they'd be in the top 10. And interestingly enough, if one of the teams that's below them actually wins the lottery for Victor Wembanyama or winds up in the 2 or the 3 spot, then the Mavericks, with all of this, would wind up out of the top 10. They would lose their first round pick to the Knicks anyway. Then they wouldn't have tried to make this play-in tournament, and they would have lost $750,000 on top of it. And all the embarrassment that comes with it, because this is embarrassing. Especially since, again, that game against the Bulls that night, they were up by double digits in the third quarter. And interestingly enough, the Bulls came back and won that game with nobody screeching underneath the basket while the Mavericks are shooting free throws. Interesting that the Bulls can come back from double digits down in a game they have to win.
Yeah, super weird. Huh.
And my pushback, however, on all this is how, I guess, the Mavericks did it too obviously. They did it too in your face.
Yeah, snub their nose.
Because, again, you want to talk about laying down on play-in tournament weekend and how that affects things and how it brings about a competitive embarrassment for the league. Tell me what this line it was that I took my son to go see on Saturday, Clippers and Blazers. Tell me about that Blazer lineup right there on your screen. The one that they were putting out there on the court for a couple of weeks with my son walking through the parking garage with me to Crypto saying, "Dad, are we going to see Damian Lillard today?" Which was kind of a surprise to me that he would ask that question, because he's so locked in on fantasy basketball and he knows Lillard hasn't been playing for a couple of weeks. Because the Blazers pulled the plug on their season. What about Grant? What about the rest of that team? What about all their starters? Where the hell have they been for the last couple weeks? You know what they've been doing. That plug was pulled mid-March, late March. That's when the Blazers pulled that plug.
Yep.
What about that team? They get fined? What about the Pistons? They were tanking from jump, it felt like, the minute Cunningham went out for the year.
Yeah.
They don't get fined?
You know, if you're going to fine teams for tanking, Rich, right, then maybe they should do the opposite. Because we all thought at the beginning of the season that the Utah Jazz were already, like, building a custom-made bed for Victor, right, Brockman? Like, beginning of the season, mm-hmm. Jazz were going to suck. They were going to be the worst team. And the Jazz fought all season.
So, until they stopped. Lauri Markkanen had a hand injury that caused him to miss several games down the stretch.
Yeah,
okay,
but
the Jazz played it by half. They did. They did. And I thought the Thunder were they sat SGA a few times in the final couple weeks of the season. I thought they were going to try and pull what the Mavericks did, what the Blazers did, and what the Jazz eventually did. Jazz came close. Jazz gave it a nice run.
Yeah, I mean, they won 37 games when I think...
Jazz gave it a nice run, and I thought that they were going to actually make the playoffs. I thought they'd be in a play-in game for sure.
It looked that way for a while.
Until they pulled the plug, which they did. Which they did. They sent Conley to Minnesota. They sent Beasley to Los Angeles, and Lauri Markkanen had a back, and then he had hands. He had Jazz hands. Of course, I'm not in their trainer room. I'm not in their training room or in their boardrooms. That's the whole point, is just, you know, kind of look to me that a lot of teams did what the Mavericks eventually decided to do. Just a different ball of wax, though. It's the Friday before the last game of the season. You made a big splash of a trade. You got one of the best players on planet Earth, two of them, together. You're also essentially saying, you know what? We have to protect the team. We have to protect the first round draft choice. Jason Kidd said before the game, you know, this has come down from management. He was asked, do you agree with it? He's like, well, my bosses say it's what needs to be done. So, yeah, I agree with it. Luka says, I don't like it. It's just way out there in front of everybody's view. But what else is out there in front of everybody's view is, again, I saw on a screen above an NBA court in Los Angeles on Saturday when everyone's like, here are your starting five for the Portland Trailblazers. And it's just like, really?
Yeah.
Because that looks to me like I just strolled into a G League, with all due respect to those five professionals. And Sharp was terrific towards the end of the season. And he's a keeper. Kevin Knox II can light it up. He had a double-double that day. I mean, I understand. But that's not the Portland Trailblazer team that they're hoping to build a championship with. So that's not findable? That's not findable. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Let's go to Terzo and I. All rise. What's up, counselor? How are you today, sir?
I'm doing well. Hey, guys, congratulations on the Emmy nomination.
Thank you.
Love the show. Thanks, I'm happy that you guys are able to represent. You guys put on a great show every week, every day. You got a great crew around you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, bro.
Oi. Tell me who your boss is. Wouldn't that be hilarious, Roy Kent yelling that in a Bond movie? I would die laughing.
Well, I would too.
If I put that on screen.
That would be good too. That'd be good. Roy Kent is Bond, man.
Also, why can't the tall guys be a part of this? Like, come on, Brockman, a guy that's over 6'5" can't be Bond? Come on now. Quit taking us tall guys out of the equation. Like Josh Allen, you showed the picture of him in the tux already with the mustache. He looked great.
Okay, that's
got a
true.
Cannon.
Okay. I appreciate you calling out Chris for his heightist behavior. I agree with you.
True.
I hear you.
That's true.
What else is on your mind today, Terzo? He's walking down his list.
I think everybody's been enjoying the play-in tournament for the NBA. I just haven't been a big fan of it because I just want to get into the playoffs. You know, I want to see who comes out of the East, and I'm just very curious about what's going to happen in the West because I don't think that they can stand a chance in the West unless KD, like Ian said, if KD comes around and they get hot, I think they might be the only one that can contend with the Bucks, the Sixers, or the Celtics. It's just, I think the East has it in the bag this year.
And that is the general sense. Thanks for the call, Terzo, and all the thoughts and the appreciation. Appreciate it. That's what everyone's thinking about the East for sure. Can you put up the East, either the standings or just whatever playoff games you can put up there? Go for it, Hoskins. You know, the Heat tonight in the play-in game, they need to win this game in order to go to Milwaukee.
Yep.
Do you know they won their division?
Who did?
The Heat won their division. Nobody pays attention to divisions in the NBA.
Basketball divisions
don't mean anything. They mean nothing.
They mean nothing.
Yeah. So, as you know, in the NFL, winning your division is essentially everything because you get a home playoff game. In the NBA, they split you up in divisions, but then you really just look at conference standings all year long anyway.
What division are they? Oh, Southeast.
Southeast.
Didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They won the Southeast division, but guess what it meant? Nothing. It got them in the play-in tournament. Could you imagine if you seeded this in a way where winning your division meant something, that the Heat would get, I guess, and again, this is the pushback with the NFL, that they would get a home playoff game no matter what because they won their division.
Wait, so you
no matter their record.
So the Heat would have been the 3 seed, essentially. If we did it like the NFL. So
right.
Milwaukee, so your division winners, Boston, Milwaukee, and Miami.
Right.
Milwaukee had the best record. They're the 1 seed. Boston, second best record. They're the 2 seed.
Yeah.
So the Heat, by winning their division, would be the 3 seed
yep.
automatically.
Yep.
And then you're just kind of playing.
Sixers would be 4.
For 5 at large berth.
Right. And the Cavaliers would be visiting the Sixers in the 4-5 series.
Well, I like this much better.
The Knicks would be visiting the Heat in the first round as a 3-6. And then you would be kicking everyone else down to the play-in tournament. That would be your reseeding.
Right, so the Atlantic was clearly the best division.
Yes.
With Boston, Philly, New York. Brooklyn has 45 wins.
So Brooklyn would have been in the play-in tournament instead of the Heat.
I kind of like this better.
And the Heat gets
a more
home
entry.
And the Heat would have been, if you will, off the griddle that they're on tonight.
But then that just sets up for whoever's 6. You know, you have to play Miami.
How'd you not remember that there were divisions?
No, it's not that I didn't remember.
We remember it. It's just you never talk about it.
You don't think about it, and it doesn't get talked about. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I don't. Maybe that's just me. I always know what divisions these teams are.
But do you know even the name of it?
Yeah. I mean, they've been the same names.
No, they haven't. There's a Southwest division.
Yeah, that's for like at least 5-10 years, right?
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, probably. It just doesn't get discussed.
But it means nothing.
It doesn't get discussed.
I don't know what you do it for. Like, congratulations, you win your division. Guess what you get? A laurel and a hearty handshake.
Well, the West would have been the same. Denver's still your 1.
Yeah.
Memphis is still the 2, and Sacramento's still the 3. Those were your division winners.
Right.
And Phoenix is still 4.
Clippers, so it would be the same. Wouldn't
Clippers
have changed
still
anything.
5.
Yeah. Wouldn't have changed anything in the West, but suddenly Miami gets thrown in there.
Well, Miami needs to win tonight,
so just
brother.
Just be 8. Wow.
Miami needs to win tonight. By the way, I do hope DR DeRozan does show up.
Update to that, Rich. United Airlines has offered to fly her
down
to Miami for the
gracious.
Game.
It's like I said, Rich, her whole class should take a field trip to
That's
Miami.
What I'm saying.
Like, visit the ocean, look at the ocean life.
Aquarium.
You know, ocean life. Ocean life.
Ocean
life. Can't get that at your local aquarium.
What, in ocean Chicago? Life?
What are you, Ocean Prime? Is that the ocean you're looking at in Miami?
I mean, what are you going to do in Chicago? You can't see a whale.
Right?
There are no whales.
You learn
there
about
no
bottle
whales
service
in Chicago?
As a 9-year-old? You want to learn about bottle service? Go
no
down to Miami?
Like, no whales in Lake Michigan.
Well, yeah, they'll go to live on Sunday after as a field trip before it opens.
I just wanted to show up just so Jimmy Butler can go 15 for 16 from the line like he always does. Wouldn't you say that he was? Didn't you say last week, before the game, that earlier this week he was going to go to the line 20 times? I think Tuesday night he went 15 times.
That's how Jimmy Butler plays.
I know that.
Right now.
So you need a 9-year-old screeching
really
her head
annoying.
Off if you
yeah.
want to win this thing.
He'll probably screech back at her. He's so crazy. You know, imagine that. He's yelling probably himself mid shot.
There it is. All right. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. More of your phone calls, what's more likely as well. And everybody, you want to start a GoFundMe for Cuban? You can do that.
I think he'll be all right.
All right, 844-204-RICH, number to dial right here on the Rich Eisen. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores, or your partners? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung. And that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
Wouldn't you watch a James Bond combine?
James Bond, yes, yes, we're on it now. We're on it. Because you say, again, that the Bond producers want to find somebody that is not well-known.
Yes.
They want to find somebody that is not well-known and recreate Bond. And we're coming up with sports figures who are too famous.
Too famous.
A Bond combine would be great. Let's walk through this. Height and measurement would be huge.
Obviously.
The Wonderlic. You gotta
be a smart Bond.
You gotta be a smart Bond. You gotta check for psych evaluation.
Yep.
Gotta have that. The 40-yard dash. Gotta be fast.
Gotta be able to run.
Gotta be able to jump.
Run into the 40 in your suit.
We gotta have a broad jump because you gotta jump off buildings and you gotta be able to ride a motorcycle.
But that's the whole thing, is you don't do the broad jump. You literally have to create a ledge here,
right,
and a ledge there.
You gotta jump over.
Jump, correct.
Yeah.
And see, you know, and then see where the ledge, where you land on the other ledge, like the other side.
We need to make it movable. So you start with, like, can you jump over this 8-foot hole?
Yes.
Can you jump over a 9-foot hole?
Correct.
And it just keeps going bigger and
right.
Bigger.
Yeah. Excellent.
I think being dexterity plays a part, right? Your hand speed, because you're going to be making martinis, right? Shaking them up. So it's
I mean, I've never seen Bond make his own martini. Have you?
I don't watch James Bond movies.
See, that's what I'm saying.
But I'm sure he does.
That's clear. That's clear. Isn't that clear that, like, what Bond is Bond ever made his own martini?
He always orders them.
We all know. So you tell me, out of 35 James Bond movies, the man never once was at home and made his own cocktail? Come on.
Shaken.
Not stirred.
He's always ordered it. He doesn't make his own stuff. Nah.
DJ, no. I like where your head's at. You're a thinking man.
Thank you, man. This guy, you know.
I didn't mean to shut it down.
You really did. We could have just rolled with that, but no.
Bond doesn't make his own drinks, but I like where you're going in that direction.
No, but the dexterity.
Yeah, dexterity. You had it first.
Here's the test, though. The test is, how quickly can you go from here to there?
Dun-dun.
Yes.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Like, how quickly, you know, you have to put a timer on that. It's like a cone drill. It's like a cone drill.
Like the first 5 yards of the 40.
The cone is just, how quickly can you go from just your regular stance to that?
You also have to be able to fight. So we need some sort of, like, punching bag situation.
We can get those.
Or what's the Bond combine ball and a stick? You know what I mean?
Well, not to go back to what he said at the very beginning.
I'm into all of this.
It's funny because I'm looking at a picture of Sean Connery right now with a bottle in his hand pouring
his
drink.
He's still stuck on it.
Oh, yeah, I'm stuck on it. I'm stuck on it. Just the way you just dismissed it.
I did, because I don't think he ever makes a... He doesn't make his own drink.
So you mean to tell me with all the lady company that James Bond has over, he's got someone coming over late night making those drinks? Or is he sending P. Galore off to the bar to make her own drink? No, he's shaking and stirring his own drinks.
Goldfinger is the only Bond movie he's seen then.
No, I saw the one with Jaws, you know.
So that's the Roger Moore era.
Look, I'll be honest with you. James Bond isn't big in my community. I'm just going to be real with you.
Altoona?
That's part of it, yeah. You know, in the bigger sense of my community, James Bond isn't that big. So, you know, I'm trying to help you out.
Why are you so... I don't understand why he's...
That's fine. This is all great.
What happened?
Because you tried to play me, and
I'm
knew
not
I was
playing you.
You did try. You just immediately, like, oh, I've never seen him do that. Like, oh my God, we're having fun. So I had to prove.
Excuse me. We're not having fun.
Well, we were until you made it awkward.
No, then sometimes
you just made it awkward.
We need to get serious, because if we're going to make this Bond combine happen, we've got to be serious about it.
Well, clearly.
You know what's good? Here, if we're looking at NBA players, right, obviously not superstars. So it's got to be that middle guy.
Yeah.
What about Austin Reeves as Bond?
I don't know, man. He's got to hit the gym.
There's no London guys in the NBA. No British players.
John Amici played in the NBA. Oh, John Amici,
good
one.
That
was a long time ago.
They call it netball over there, I believe.
Luau Deng.
Tony Parker would have been a good Bond, even though he's French.
Oh.
He has the look. He had the look.
Jose, in Santa Barbara, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Jose?
Hey, Rich, how are you?
What's going on?
What's up, TJ? Brockman.
Hey, what up, Rich?
My man.
So just calling because a little disappointed in Rich's reaction to Ohtani being a Bond.
Yes.
Because, you know, you gush over him, and he does everything for the Angels.
He does.
Hot dogs, he pitches, you know, he hits home runs. He does everything, which is what Bonds does.
Right. Yeah. I think he's too tall, though, right? I mean, how tall is...
Edelman's too short.
I don't know. Hold on a minute.
Edelman's in that 5'8 range.
Edelman is 5'10", so he's the same height as Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
Let's see. Roger Moore was a tall man. Let's see. Roger Moore height. Do we know this? Let's look it up.
I feel like Pierce Brosnan was tall, too. Pierce Brosnan, I feel like, was
6'1". But I got another
Roger
one.
Moore was 6'1".
I got another one, Rich.
Yeah.
How about for the villain, Altuve?
Altuve is a great Bond villain.
And you know what? That just, you know, you just unfortunately removed this film from all Houston movie theaters. That they're not going to show up now.
That's okay. They don't need to show up.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Jose in Santa Barbara. By the way, Southern California and right around here, Santa Barbara's a little north of us.
A little north.
This just in, folks in the Houston area. Astros are not liked around here at all.
It's still so bad.
And you know, that just pisses off Astros fans so much to hear Altuve cast as a villain.
Apparently,
he is so nice. I've heard that he is just a good dude.
As a player, I like him. I can't front.
And that it's entirely possible he just didn't want his jersey removed. And I told you, I've heard from Astros individuals, actual Astros, who have reached out to when I make fun of Altuve wouldn't take his jersey off being buzzed. They're you know what? There was cheating that was going on around here, but that's not one of it. We did not have that. There was no buzzer. There was nothing. And anytime Altuve's cast as a villain, boy, does that piss him off.
He was so well loved
before
that happened.
But as a Bond villain,
right?
Come on.
Really? You know who's a great Bond villain? Marshawn Lynch.
Marshawn Lynch. Well, you're going Jaws. Again, you go back just to only the... You're like Mayock, who only watched one movie and knows one song.
Well, he only watched half of that movie, right?
That's right. He watched all of Stripes very upset that it wasn't as good after they went to Germany.
Gotcha.
And told that to Ivan Reitman, the director, when we were shooting Draft Day in Radio City Music Hall. Told that to Ivan Reitman.
In those words, it wasn't.
And Ivan Reitman agreed with him.
Oh,
said it. They ran out of money. Their budget ran dry, so they just got an RV and tried to make the best of it to finish the movie.
How about that?
But he gave Mike that he couldn't have been nicer about it. But as I walked away from Mike,
did you just sink when he said it?
I did. I just said, Mike, not everything needs to be an evaluation. Everything does not merit evaluation. Like, that's all he does is walk around and evaluate. And I always felt evaluated around Mike, even to this day. When he comes on the show, I feel like he's evaluating me while we're talking.
You're probably right.
You know, and I'm a grown man.
I mean,
I'm the Susan Lucci of this industry. I'm old for whatever in this Emmy Award thing.
That stops this year.
Okay. That's going to end this year.
Thanks, Blimey, guys.
Great Bond villain. We're not even too obvious. Patrick Beverley. It was just so obvious. It was staring us in the face. It's right there.
By the way, Chris, I'm reading something online here. It gives a description of Bond as an adult from Russia with Love, saying he's 183 centimeters, which is 6 foot, and he weighs 167 pounds or just under 12 stone. So he's not a big dude.
Who is that?
James Bond. This is a description of James Bond.
That's right.
Yeah.
And from Russia with Love.
There you go. Patrick Beverley is a Bond villain?
As a villain.
Okay. Yeah. But, I mean, a Bond villain usually does more than just talk. And a Bond villain will not, you know, be a little bit more strident with Bond than just to show him photographic evidence of what Bond did wrong. Right?
Well, if we're going that direction, then it's Draymond Green. Got it. Back.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, who's your man that punched Jose Bautista?
Oh, Rougned Odor.
He's a relative unknown.
He's short. He's feisty. He'll throw hands. He wants all the smoke.
Benjamin in Grand Rapids, Michigan's been hanging on the longest. Appreciate you hanging on, Benjamin. What's going on, sir?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. The guy's been hanging on forever. Benjamin, you there? Put him back on hold.
Hold.
He might have had us on. He might have been on mute.
Could have been on mute. He's been literally been an hour and a half.
You feeling better about your shirt?
I do. Doesn't it look like it looks much better? I should have done this when I got to work.
I mean, I can see now that there's 1,000% no wrinkle on that.
Now you can see that, right?
You know.
By the way, how about me doing my own steaming?
How about that?
What?
I don't know why that was.
Who else was going to do it?
I know, right? I know.
Plus, we didn't even know why you ran out the room.
I know, you're just like,
literally, as soon as the commercial break.
Like, where'd he go?
Liz came out and said something to you. She did, because
you really must know. I turned the steamer on in the commercial break before the hour. So it would be active during the commercial break. I ran out to go steam the shirt. I just forgot that I had set the steam. The whole NBA finding the Mavericks took me out of my whole steam game. She came back. She's like, do you want the steamer on? Because, you know, Andrew Hawkins is coming, and I'm sure she wants to make sure that my mess in the green room is cleaned up for the guest. Like, she understands I'm not thinking properly. She's been around long enough. But anyway,
she hasn't let us in the green room.
The steamer was
on.
I ran out. I steamed my own shirt, and I think it looks great. And I'm very proud of myself.
And that wet spot dried up.
It did.
Other side.
Yes, sir. All right. When we come back, what's more likely? Will I steam another article of clothing or not?
Not on the list.
Take the or not. What's more likely? Coming up, hour number 3 with Andrew Hawkins in studio to take us to the weekend.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about
how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
We're just talking about the Yankees giving up 9 runs in the first. Hey, Rich, did you see what happened last night? Were you watching?
I was just asking.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. My team gave up a 9 spot in the first against the Twins, so they normally steamroll. That's great. How about your team?
Asking me about runs, right?
How about your team?
You've scored the least amount of runs in the AL East.
That's great.
Hey, how about you put some points on the board?
Guess what? Pitching matters in baseball. So does defense.
I'm aware. We don't have either. We score runs.
Correct. That's why you're terrible, and you were Tampa Bay's personal speed bump. This past week.
They're 13-0. They're speed bumping everybody.
Yeah, no, we haven't played them yet. Yankees haven't played them yet. They're in Toronto. Let's see what happens.
Guess what? It's going to go the exact same for you.
They're in Toronto. You know what would be great in Toronto? If the Tampa Bay Rays lose their first game because there's somebody in the front row screeching every single time they're trying to hit. And they miss. Because, I mean, that's what happens in Toronto, right? That's it right there.
The Red Sox have scored more than every team in the NL except the Dodgers.
Great. That would be great if DR DeRozan shows up at every Toronto sporting event and affects the final score. We'll find out tonight. This is the first major Toronto sporting event since Major League Baseball. It's Blue Jays against the undefeated Rays. 13-0. Baker's dozen and 0. Bar mitzvah and 0. Tampa Bay Rays.
Bar mitzvah. Do you think any... I don't have this, but I'm just throwing it out there. I do have a Rays one, and much more likely. Do you think an NFL team will go 13-0 this year?
Good question. Save it for what's more likely.
I just came up with that.
Save it. Just save it. Because, first of all, I don't think so. 13-0 is all. But 13-0 in baseball, there we go. So we'll hear if DR DeRozan shows up. Maple Leafs play a playoff game next week. Will she show up there and screech as well? That'd be great. I thought hopefully she's a screech for hire. She won't be in Miami tonight. God bless it. DeMar DeRozan had to actually address this subject today. In advance of tonight's game against the Miami Heat. Here he is.
For her, I just keep it within her. Yeah. You know, I try not to let her, you know, obviously she's only 9. I try to keep it still from a, you know, she's still a child. You know what I mean? I don't let her get caught up into the outside effects of it. You know, she just came there for one reason only, and that was support her dad. And she had the most fun within it. For me, you know, I just want to protect that moment for her. She's taking it well, you know what I mean? That's what it's all about. As long as we win, that's all she cares about.
Because you mentioned it went viral, and it really did go viral.
Yeah,
so
I never would have thought it would have went to that extreme that it did, but, you know, it did. Maybe later down the line, when she gets older, she can look back at it and realize what really happened. But, you know, amongst, you know, our small inner circle, you know, she definitely feel it.
And for the record, she is in school?
Yeah, she has school today. Yeah, I just talked to her this morning on the way to school. So.
And she will not be coming tonight?
No, she will not be here. She's ruled out.
Cord management. Vocal cord management.
She's ruled out.
I get what he's saying there, right?
Yeah, she's 9. Like, yeah. She does need some protection from it. And if I were him, mm-hmm. I would call the Bulls social media and say, let's lay off.
I get what he's saying. You're saying because let's now you're off. Putting this kid out, your daughter out there for the world to now have an opinion on and talk about. And, you know,
The social media has been having fun. Like, you know, dear her teacher, you know, please excuse her. And she was DMVP, DeRozan MVP.
But also we know the ugly side of social media. Yeah. You don't want, you know, so.
Yes, yeah. Indeed.
So I get it.
I hear you. So we'll stop talking about it too. And by the way, this will go complete unless the Bulls advance, then that'll be fun too.
We're talking positively. Us personally.
No, I know, but just talking about it does put a 9-year-old in a spotlight. And I don't know. We're having our fun. Maybe she'll show up to the Maple Leafs game. But if the Bulls advance, right? Mm-hmm. Bulls advance to Milwaukee.
That's close.
Hey, that's close.
It's drive.
Right. For daddy to go out there. Speaking of which, Milwaukee, the Bucks have a new part owner. It's the Haslams, Jimmy and Dee Haslam, the owners of the Cleveland Browns, have now joined the governorship group. Is that what we call it in the NBA? Did the Jets play the Browns this year? Let's see. The battle of Bucks ownership?
Well, assuming that
what?
Your guy still comes.
What do you mean?
They do play the Browns.
Aha! Uh-huh. There we go.
I mean,
assuming what?
He's still a member of the Packers.
Dude, stop
it. So.
Stop it. Just stop it.
It's 90 miles from Chicago to Milwaukee.
Stop it.
What did he stop what?
Aaron Rodgers is going to be a New York Jet.
Rich, you've been saying this every day for 6 weeks.
I know it.
What are we doing?
I'm right almost all the time when it comes to this stuff. Didn't I tell you, Chris, just as a for instance, didn't I tell you coming out of the combine, Bryce Young, it's Bryce Young. It's going to be Bryce Young. It's totally Bryce Young. It's Bryce Young's world. And we're just the number one overall draft pick rent payers in this football world. Mm-hmm. I told you, coming out of the combine, at some point it'll be C.J. Stroud. At some point. And guess what happened? It was C.J. Stroud for a month. C.J. Stroud, they love him. They're talking to him. They dapped him up more than anybody else they dapped up at pro days. Now who's back on top prior to this draft? Bryce Young. Well, I told you this is the way it would work.
Well, now you're believing the Vegas odds.
I told you the way it would work.
Saying TJ.
I'm telling you. When you said Daniel Jones not getting $40 million a year, he's not.
That's not what I said. I said he doesn't deserve it. Big difference.
Let's not rack it back. You said he doesn't deserve it. He won't get it.
I think it'd be insane.
And I said he will get it.
There's no way the Giants make the playoffs.
What he gets when it's his turn with the leverage that he has. And guess what he has? I'm telling you, Aaron Rodgers will be a Jet. I'm telling you. You really think the Packers are gonna 100% just stand their ground and just eat $60 million for him not to play for them? Really? Really? And you don't think the Jets...
Bakhtiari thinks so.
You think the Green Bay Packers, because the compensation for the second draft choice in this trade, sliding scale, they don't like the sliding scale, and both sides can't figure out the compensation properly, that they're going to go into training camp with this guy making his intentions known, take it all the way to September 1, and pay him off to sit him at home? You really think so? And you think the Jets are going to panic and cough up what they're going to cough up because Zach Wilson looks terrible in preseason games? I mean, like, let's extrapolate it out. You really think so?
What is the Jets' alternative?
I just told it to you.
Play a guy who stinks. Then you're just tanking the season.
This trade gets done in the next 2 weeks.
Before the draft?
Or during it.
Which day?
I don't know. I mean, my crystal ball's in a box over here. I'll bust it out.
Okay.
You know, this nonsense has gone on too long. I got to kick what's more likely to the next hour.
Sorry, folks.
You with this whole business, everybody. Right, look, right now.
You thought when Rodgers went on Pat and was like, hey, my intention is to play for the Jets. You thought within a week the deal would be done.
I did think that the Jets, in meeting him, had already discussed compensation. I was surprised that compensation wasn't worked out before they started going down this road. Yes. I would have absolutely thought just getting on the plane to speak to Aaron Rodgers and the permission that was granted for that to happen, that both sides had already agreed on a compensation package if Rodgers said yes. I thought that. Correct. Not denying that.
And he surprised, said yes, and now what's
surprised,
the
holdup? Surprised that that wasn't hammered out. Correct. And surprised it isn't been done by now. except for the fact that I keep saying this is a midnight league, or whenever I refer to that 1201 type league, that nothing gets done until the last possible second, until it has to. And the issue with this is, we've just might as well review it once again, is there's a difference of interpretation from both sides as to when the clock strikes midnight. Green Bay's clock strikes midnight at September 1st, which is when they have to pay Aaron Rodgers by letter of his contract. So they're happy to just keep him right where he is and let Jordan Love take all the reps, because Rodgers isn't going to be there. And Love will just get the reps and off-season workout program and the mini camps and the mandatory mini camps and the training camps, and they'll go into the season with their guy, and that's it.
But this is about the Jets.
Hold on a second. That whole process doesn't take into account that they don't get any extra draft picks for Rodgers this year. They also assume Rodgers won't show up. Oh, okay. Yeah, he'll just sit in darkness between now and then.
Darkness.
Really? Is that it?
Yeah, go shopping for stones.
And so the Jets midnight is the beginning of training camp, because they don't want to have a training camp season without Rodgers. Then Rodgers' training camp basically is the first month of a season.
Yeah.
And he's not on same pages and whatever, despite whatever personal workouts he can have with the guys. But that midnight strikes then, they get to use their draft choices. And Zach gets all the reps. What if Zach just starts lighting it up in spring?
What if I wake up tomorrow with a full head of hair?
Understood.
That's possible, though.
I'm telling you, what I just laid out benefits neither party. Because Jordan Love has this whole thing hanging over him this entire time.
Also looming, the Jets are most likely going to be Hard Knocks this year.
Oh, whatever. Who cares?
That'd be fun.
Whatever. It's going to be amazing.
Great. You know who will be on Hard Knocks this year? Aaron Rodgers. Too many variables where the Jets are going to have to make a move, because if Rodgers does sit around in training camp, is it possible Rodgers turns into this year's Jimmy Garoppolo? He's gone, long gone. Nothing's going to ever bring him back. All of a sudden, Jordan Love gets hurt in training camp. Look who they need to call. The guy they already have on the roster.
And Rodgers says, pay me $90
million. And Rodgers says, I still want to be a Jet. How does that work?
Is there a chance Rodgers just goes at some point, you know what? I'm good. Change my mind.
Yes.
He already was 90% there.
But guess what? When it all comes down to it, he will be a Jet, and it'll be glorious. And I want you to keep the same intensity. Please.